Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Rachel Utzler and Nico Sanguinetti. Welcome, both of you.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi. Thanks for being here. Nico, you represent the City Museum. You're the curator of collection and exhibits. And Rachel, you're an artist with an exhibit at the City Museum,
yes,
opening this first Friday.
Yes.
Well, we have lots to talk about.
So. Almost up, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
on
good.
A Wednesday.
Good.
So exciting.
You're ready.
Yes. Well, getting closer.
Have you seen the work, Nico?
I have. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm not surprised to hear that at all. So, Rachel, let's start with you. Could you please introduce yourself for our listeners? Tell us what you do and what kind of art you make.
My name is Rachel Utzler. I am an artist. I've been in town since 1996. Most of my work I do is with glass. I do use a lot of recycled glass and waste objects in my art and do a lot of reclaiming and reassembling, lots of assemblage with a string of glass. And now mosaics is my new field that I've been studying up on.
All right. And is that the mainly what we'll see at your exhibit, mosaics?
Yes. Yes, we do. I do have one giant chandelier. That's one thing that I've been making for years is all my glass chandeliers made out of like waste shrimp pots and different types of things. This one is actually not going to have a light in it just because of where the cordage is, because it's going to be one giant chandelier that's hanging in the center of the room. Mm. It's a good 10 feet tall, and
wow,
it's halfway built right now.
And oh, my
goodness.
It looks
really cool. It's all made out of reclaimed crab pots or shrimp pots and rebar ties.
How do you get your hands on this stuff? Is it pretty easy?
Well, people leave me glass all the time.
Yeah.
They leave me windows in my yard. People know that I love rust, and so I find rust objects like left at my doorstep quite often.
I'm glad that that's okay.
And I get
with
to
you.
Use them. Well, I get to reuse them all in these things. And a lot of these pieces, actually, it changed over this course of the last like 5-6 months that I've been working on this show. After in July, I went and took a mosaic class over in France. And when I came back, I've been incorporating all these mosaics and the skills that I was learning there, but then putting the mosaics onto waste materials that I've been finding in different places. Like a lot of it was just cleaning up my front yard.
And does your do the types of materials your supply, does that sort of drive your creation? Or
well, actually, living here really drives my creation, and with the supplies that we can get. If you were going to work with true mosaics and do like the really high-end glass type of stuff, it's really expensive to get shipped up here. And so because we live in a landlocked society and we have such huge problems with waste, that's what I'm really trying to reflect in our work, is how we can reuse that waste into art.
Do you feel like you're making any kind of impact?
I've got my yard cleaned up.
That's good. I do sometimes wonder, like, what is the status of our waste?
Well, and that's one of my problems that I'm really working with. I'm trying to incorporate more plastics into my work, and it's really difficult because I don't really love all the plastics, you know? So I'm picking and choosing these small pieces of waste. And just if you just highlight the smaller pieces and create it into another piece, it's kind of it seems to be working a little bit better. That's what I'm heading towards, is trying to incorporate a little bit more plastic. But at the moment, I'm just kind of one or two pieces. You don't want to overdo the waste.
Right. Gotcha. As an artist, when you're working, is this a meditative process for you? On your website, you liken creative thought to religion. So I was wondering if you could say more about what that means to you.
And I was just heard that you say that yesterday. And I was like, what am I talking about? And that is a really old bio that I wrote years ago. I've been
but
trying
it's not,
to.
I mean, it's
no,
kind
it
of
is.
A nice
creative
sentiment.
Thought is basically my religion. I try to tone down the religion type of thing. I try to keep my art more accessible to all.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and so now my main focus is all working on reused and waste projects. But yes, it is definitely, I would say it's very meditative, and that's most of my meditation, is especially now picking up mosaics and using lots and lots of little pieces. It can drive you crazy if you let it. But if you just like sit there and like, okay, now I need to get all these pieces here. I'm going to cut them all just exactly how they're going to fit. It is super meditative.
Well, it sounds relaxing.
Yes, it is. Okay. Until the stress of putting up a show at the last minute.
You're like, I wish this could go a little faster. All right. So your exhibit opens tomorrow. Or no, that's Friday.
We're a day ahead of schedule.
Yeah. This first Friday, your opening reception at the City Museum.
Yes.
And is 4:30 a good time to show up? It actually says 4:40 here on my notes, but... That seems oddly specific.
It is oddly specific. No, as far as I know, 4:30 is the time to be there. There will be a small amount of snacks.
We're going to make some snacks, too.
There's going to be some snacks, so which is always fun for First Friday. And we'll be open till 7 o'clock, so give people a little bit of a window to come in. But if you want to be there right at 4:30, we'd be happy to let you in.
Won't make us wait outside for 10 minutes.
Definitely won't. The weather's just turning just enough. We'll let you in, we promise.
Thanks, Nico. And what else is going on at the City Museum that you want to mention while you're here today?
Sure. So we are switched to our winter hours, which are just a little bit less. We're closed on Sundays and Mondays, open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. And November also continues the free admission portion of our yearly schedule. And this month is actually in memory of Mike Blackwell, who was a very long time, not only volunteer and docent at our museum, but supporter, donor, just all around fantastic person, huge supporter of the museum. So this month will be in honor of his memory.
That's lovely. That free admission is so nice.
It's really nice. And
very generous.
We wouldn't be able to do it without our lovely and generous donors. And we're very grateful for them. They're very fantastic. We kind of like the winter time to focus a little bit more on our Juno community. So we're doing more with local artists. We're actually going to be putting up an exhibit in collaboration with the Quilting Guild here in town as well.
Terrific.
So that should be going up this week.
The quilting community is pretty serious around here.
They are, and they do amazing work and all different sizes of quilting, different styles, and I'm no expert by any means, but I've been learning a little bit more about it. So that's kind of fun.
That's going to be really coherent with my show, too, because of all the little piecework that goes
definitely.
In. It's going to look really,
and quilting
really
today is so – it's not just the patchwork squares. It really is like – so much more. It's very creative and beautiful
different
work
materials.
That I've seen.
Yeah. I've only quilted with nails.
It's really its own art form now. I think you can do it in so many different media, which is just amazing. So they'll be going up in the media room, which is actually right next to your show. So people can look at both of them.
How long is that going to be up? Is that the whole month?
It's actually going to be up the duration of the winter.
Oh, perfect.
However, we are going to change out the quilts periodically so we can highlight different styles, different artists, and different artistic pieces as well. So we're looking forward to that. So it'll be a little bit changing and shifting throughout the winter, but it should be up the entire time.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And then November 14th is Dr. Walter Sobolev Day. And so in honor of him for the entire month of November, we're encouraging people to stop by, write a little note of thanks or encouragement to somebody in your life who you think needs it. And we are providing the complimentary note cards and postage with the card insert. So just come by and write your letter and spread that lovely message around the world.
That's nice. A lovely way to honor Dr. Sobolev.
It is. And just one last thing. We have Rachel's Coffee and Collection actually on November 23rd, Saturday, from 10:30 to noon. I don't know if maybe you wanted to elaborate a little more.
We're probably not going to talk about religion.
I was going to say, I hope you update your website before that. Otherwise, you're going to say questions.
We will be talking about my creative process. So.
That's terrific. Good. The Coffee and Collections, that sounds like a pretty fun thing that you guys often do with your featured artist and just like more intimate way to get some to talk to them and learn about them.
Yeah.
Well, we try.
I wonder what was I thinking?
We pushed you into it. Mainly because we know most of the people who visit us in the wintertime, they are all locals. So they are really interested in what the Juno artists are doing and they love hearing what the creative process is, even just motive behind the project itself. Each one is different. So it's always fun to see what the artists come up with and what kind of questions our audience has.
And as an artist, it's really nice to have that forum too.
Yeah.
So you're not just behind the scenes and saying, here is my artwork. You can actually talk about it when people do have questions about where did you find that piece of old fiberglass?
Nice.
Which I think is important. As somebody who works pretty much exclusively behind the scenes. I like to throw all the other ones in front and be like, artists, show your work. Talk about it. It's fantastic because people do have a lot of questions and they're really invested in it. So I get a lot of pleasure and joy from helping put things up and then saying, artist, step into the spotlight.
It's much nicer in an intimate setting too.
Definitely. Yes.
Not like a big lecture hall.
Mm-hmm. So the Coffee and Collections with Rachel Utzler will be November 23rd, 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Free coffee.
Correct. Free coffee.
All right.
All right. Well, sounds like November's going to be a pretty busy month for everybody.
It is.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for the City Museum update. And I believe your website is a good place to get all that information if you missed anything or want to recap.
Definitely. Or our Facebook page as well. We do update that pretty heavily.
Great. Oh, yes. And Rachel, you have a website too.
I do. Yes, and I will update my bio
on it.
Needs
a little work, but it's there.
My website is actually ratchetconstructs.com.
Okay. So. Well, have a great First Friday opening this
Friday
at the City Museum. Good luck with everything.
Come down and enjoy some food. We're going to make some awesome, like, Day of the Dead toasted nuts and all kinds of good wintry
good times all around at the City Museum. Thanks so much, Nico and Rachel, for talking to me today.
Thank you, Shelley.